When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
You're listening to the Believe in the Challenge podcast, a show that dives into the MTV's Challenge universe. I'm your host, Katie Wolski, and I will be recapping episodes, breaking down Challenge news, and interviewing castmates from the show. Before we start, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and show us some love by rating us 5 stars. Today we are talking about episode 11, An Inconvenient Goo. Okay, so this episode had some really good moments, but I felt overall it just didn't give me what I want, you know? I feel like we were left with 2 really big cliffhangers at the end, and it was so... I'm just upset at the challenge for doing this to me because I really wanted to see all this stuff play out in this episode, and now we're gonna have to wait till next week. But let's get into it. So Big T and CT pulled out such a win. I'm so proud of Big T. She absolutely dominated this challenge. I love that she is getting her shining moment right now. I'm so excited for her. By the way, this challenge looks like it is so much fun. I want to hang from a rope from a helicopter swinging over a lake. That is just some total, I'm getting like Mission Impossible Tom Cruise vibes all over it. This challenge just seems so freaking cool, and poor Corey has to sit it out. Back to CT and Big T. So Big T, after she wins, she's like, yeah, I've taken pole dancing classes for like her grip strength, and then she used to be a swimmer. Okay, Big T, these are, at least, I don't know about the pole dancing. Well, clearly that came in handy. So maybe I need to start taking some pole dancing classes for some grip. I don't know why she didn't disclose that she was a good swimmer, because that is such a big plus to have. You know, swimming knocks out, I feel like, a lot of people, and especially in a final, swimming sometimes makes all the difference in your time. She's got some hidden talents there, Big T, that we have not seen come out yet. I also think that CT has given her so much positivity and encouragement and has just really been a rock for her this season, and I'm just so happy to see CT be that way with her, because as we all know, sometimes CT can have a temper and then he goes off and he's not the nicest, but there's something about Big T that brings out this like sweeter side of CT and almost takes, you know, he's like a mentor and like takes her under his wing and just wants to be there and support her and encourage her. And I think that clearly makes a huge difference when you're partnered up with someone. And I don't know if we would have gotten that Big T, this Big T, if she would have been partnered with anybody else. I don't know. But I do feel like Big T and CT were just such a match for, like, match made in heaven. Cutest little duo. And I really hope that they can pull through. Both of them can get it to the final. But this was also a huge, huge win for CT, because now he is going to be able to get down to the crater and get that gold skull. Now, no one wants CT to get a skull, obviously, because he dominates in most things, okay? This guy really is not bad at anything. And so, although he does have an alliance, the numbers aren't really on his side. And if he doesn't win a challenge, he was never gonna see that crater to get his gold skull. I think even his friends probably wouldn't want to go up against him, because that's just not good for your own game. But you know, everyone plays this game differently. This is a snaky game this season, so I wouldn't put it past some people. But so exciting that CT is going down there and he's going to get that skull, and I'm so excited. We did see later on that it was going to be the same elimination that Cam and Ashley did, where it was kind of like that ring toss where you're on the platform and then you have to jump and throw the rings in. Okay, we're going to get to that a little bit later. Back to this daily challenge. Now, the mission was called Airlift. Not every team made it on their rope, which I was so shocked about, because Nani and Josh, my dear, dear Josh, missed his rope and he almost just looked so confused. Then in turn, he kind of knocked Nani off her rope because I think he confused her. When he didn't get his rope, he grabbed her. He went to grab hers and then she was like, wait, what's going on? And so I don't think she got a good enough grip on her rope when she grabbed it. So then she fell right off and they were immediately disqualified. And that's so sad because I want to see Nani do well. Although I think it's going to be a guy's day at this point. A little unsure, but we'll get to that later. Josh misses his rope and I feel so bad for him because I feel like everyone calls him a goof and, you know, he's a little clumsy. That's just our Josh. And, but he's a great guy and I think he competes, you know, he tries his hardest. It's not like he gives up. He's got a lot of heart. I know it's easy to rag on Josh, and especially for Devin, because he's kind of, honestly, I would say he's like the same as Devin. Him and Devin are very similar, although I think Josh can actually knock somebody down. I don't know, Devin's pretty strong, I think, when he has to be and his back is up against a wall. I think they're both, I don't want to say layups, but I think they're definitely not the strongest competitors in the house. And I think they both know that, which is okay. Doesn't mean Josh can't get there though. I don't really know if Devin cares too much to improve. I don't really know if I ever see Devin working out on the show, although, you know, that's just snippets. So I'm sure he works out somewhat. I feel for Josh because, you know, he's still new to the game and I think there's lots to improve on for Josh. So his future's bright. And then, you know, in turn, karma is a biatch, Devin. So Devin misses his rope. Gabby jumps on, which I'm like, yes, that's my girl. Get that rope, Gabby. And so she, it looks like she has a good grip and they actually could have maybe had a chance at something, but Devin didn't make it, so disqualified. You can obviously see how hurt Gabby is because I think Gabby just wants to prove herself. You know, she's a rookie. I think she is strong. She's just small. You know, she's just trying to prove herself in the game and put some respect on her name and, you know, win a couple times, and that way she can get herself down there again, which I totally understand. Huge rookie mistake. It's not gonna go down in the history books. This is definitely gonna blow over, and she's gonna get her shot again, hopefully this season. If not, I'm sure we're gonna see her again on another season. You all know that I am a Gabby stan, so I love you, Gabby, and just keep at it, girlfriend. You'll make it and you'll get a gold skull and you'll get to that final. If not, you know I'm rooting for you to come back on another season. All right, now let's move on to Lolo and Nam. They actually did they gave a really great performance. Lolo's just a little hard on herself all the time. You can't come first place every single time, and especially, you know, the challenge is so different and it's so hard to come first every single time. That's why it's so great that every mission is completely different, and most of the time it's something that no one has done before. So that is the whole point of it. I feel like her and her mindset, and she's used to having like these set rules, slowly working towards a goal, which is great, but she's a little too hard on herself. I think she needs to be proud of her performances. And yes, her shoe came off, and sure, that created a little bit of a drag in her swimming, but she completed it and she should be very happy with that. There are some teams who didn't even get on the rope. Her Nam man, I'm sad to see that later on she decided to go home. I think, you know, for her, it was probably the right decision in the moment. The Challenge is a very hard show to be on, mentally and physically, very draining. You have to do what's best for you. So if she thinks that going back and then start to train for the Olympics is what she needs to do, then that's what she needs to do. She has a larger goal in mind. It's not just, oh, I'm a reality TV star. She is an Olympic athlete. Let's not forget this. I think she set these high standards for herself of coming in, kicking ass, winning that $1 million so easy. But it's not just about your physical capabilities. It's also about your social game in the house. And to say the least, she didn't have a social game really at all. She says before she left that she has been rocking with the Big Brother Alliance, which I guess I didn't really see that. I don't really know if anyone had beef with Lolo. I didn't see anyone not like her. Everyone seemed to be nice to her. No one was really out to not throw her in. But at the same time, I think other people just had better relationships with each other. She was just an outsider, kind of like Ashley. And, you know, CT's a little bit of an outsider and Darrell's a little bit of an outsider. But at least those people have teammates who make you an insider somewhere, somehow. You still have some boats on your back. But her and Nam were just kind of out at sea, alone on a boat. Just the two of them really looking out for each other. So it was sad that she decided to go home. $1 million, I'm sure is great for her. Very fun, I think. But she has a larger goal in mind. Hey, you can't fault her for wanting to go home and train for the Olympics. So I'm sad to see her go. I don't want to see her give up, obviously, and return home. I know TJ is probably gonna talk about it later on, and then we'll get to the security breach later on as well. Yeah, it was just really sad to see her go. I didn't feel like it was her time. There was still so much time in this game where she could have possibly gone in and gotten her skull. I know some people didn't want to go against her, but even Cam said she wanted to go up against her fair and square, which is another reason why I love Cam so much. She's such a fair competitor and she wants to win no matter what. She wants to be the best. So she's not afraid to go up against anyone, kind of like Leroy, kind of like CT. They're not afraid to go up against anybody. You know, there's other people in the house too that I'm sure feel the same way and just haven't really gotten the chance to go down there. But that would have been an awesome, awesome elimination round to see Lolo and Cam go at it, because wow, that would have been great now that I'm thinking about it. Hopefully Lolo comes back. I don't really know if she is at this point. I don't really know if the challenge is for her, especially when she was on Stars vs. Champs. She was having a problem of the team, the political game. So it kind of also trickled into this season for her as well. I hope Lolo comes back. Her and Nam, although they didn't get along as partners, it's still good to see that hopefully they'll be friends after this. And you know, we all rooting for you, Lolo, to get that gold medal. So good luck, girl. Good luck training for the Olympics. We stand for you and we are rooting for you. Now, Darrell. Oh, Darrell. Darrell was the swing vote to send down Devin against CT. Now, you think he would go with his homies, the OGs, with CT, give him who he wants. That's Josh. But his partner is Amber B, and she's a part of the Big Brother Alliance. And Amber B loves Darrell. She wants to help him get his skull, which in turn gives, hopefully, the Big Brother numbers behind him to help, which I don't really know if they would end up doing that, because no one wants to see Darrell in a final, even if it's just Amber B. I understand why he did it. He didn't want to piss off his partner, the one person who he knows would have his back to go down there and to help him win a challenge to be able to go down there. It's like a teeter-totter for me, because if he would have helped CT, he could have possibly also gone down there, got his skull, knocked out one of the Big Brother people, let's say Fessy possibly, or maybe he just wanted to go up against Devin if Josh would have went down there to get an easy skull. That could have been a possibility, but also it's a sneaky game. And so after Darrell, if he would have helped CT, who knows if they would have helped him back with getting his gold skull. So that was, it's a 50-50 risk he's going to have to take. Either way, it's going to be a hard road for Darrell to get down there if he doesn't win a daily. To me, I think he made the right decision. I think he made the right decision. Stick by your partner. She's got your back. Hopefully you can just win one of the next dailies and get yourself down there, or try and persuade yourself as the house vote. I don't really know how that's gonna go, because then you're putting someone up against you. Possibility though, if he were to try and go down there with the help of the Big Brother Alliance, he could choose to go against CT. That would give him the numbers, and then he would be taking CT's spot and the Big Brother Alliance would be safe. That was one way I feel like they could go about it if he was smart, if he was going to be good at politicking his way down and get that skull. That would be my way to go now that you've made this decision with kind of sticking with that side of the alliance. But who knows if it's actually going to happen. So Darrell made the swing vote. Devin's going in against CT, which is so sad because my OGs are just dwindling down. I got love for my OGs. I don't hate the Big Brother Alliance. You know, I think they're playing a great game. They are kicking butt. But, you know, I got to stick with my OGs. So I really hope that somehow Devin comes back. I don't know. I just love Devin being in the game. I think he's just so much fun. We're about to go into this crater. TJ pulls a security breach. Now, with Lolo going home, we have one less girl. So I wasn't sure if they were going to do like a double elimination round, get two people out, and then next week might possibly be another guy's week. Seems like they're going to be bringing someone back. Last week, I was thinking a guy, obviously, because it was confusing. Now I'm thinking a girl, or possibility they're bringing a duo back. Maybe they're going to bring Amber M back because she's still possibly in the vicinity, hasn't left the country yet. So that is what I'm thinking, because we know Leo went home. Ashley went back for a second time, and she's so funny. She tweeted out that she's back, but then she tweeted again saying that not really. I LOL'd. It would be amazing if Ashley came back for the third time. That would have been great. Hopefully she would have made it down there. But no, as I talked to her the other week, be sure to go check that out. I just had a conversation with her on the Believe in the Challenge podcast 2 weeks ago. She's back in Texas, so unfortunately it's not Ashley. I'm thinking Amber M. I would love for her to come back. I think she's got a lot of heart. So her coming back into the game, that would be interesting to see if it would be a guy or girl's elimination or a double. Oh my God, you just never know with this game what's gonna happen. It was left on such a cliffhanger. I was so upset because we didn't get to see CT go down there against Devin. We didn't get to see who's coming back. I mean, it was a slightly interesting game just alliance wise. You know, there was some stuff going on and Lolo left, but other than that, I don't really like all the good stuff was waiting for the end, and they're kicking it till next week, and we didn't even get a preview of what's going to happen next week for this crater situation. So now I'm just like glued to my laptop, my TV, waiting for it to be Wednesday already. I just can't wait for it to be Wednesday so we can see what's going to happen. My prediction is that Amber M's coming back. It's going to be a guy's elimination still. I don't really know. Or maybe a double elimination. I think I'm going to go double. Let's get rid of some people. Let's do it. No, I don't know if it would be double, because I think they still want to give people an opportunity to get a skull. Definitely think they're going to bring Amber Ann back, and then she's probably going to get her partner chosen at the end after who comes back. So after, you know, CT and Devin go down there, I think obviously CT will most likely be coming back. We don't know though, because this elimination round, Cam and Ashley, it's all about, you know, momentum and getting your rings on. So it's not so much like physical strength against physical strength. It's kind of being smart. And as we know, sometimes, you know, Devin pulled out a win against Wes and Johnny Bananas. So you don't know. He could possibly get this W. Anything is up in the air with these elimination rounds and these challenges. So you don't know. But if whoever comes back will probably get the opportunity to take that new girl on their team, or, you know, choose from anyone. And then she'll probably just get placed with Corey, who's the rogue agent again. Cursed Corey. I think next week is going to be such a good show. Can't wait to see it. We see Big T also go off. I love when Big T gets, I don't know, I just love when she gets screen time. Anytime. Big T stan. She's such a gem in this game. So next week's going to be such a fun episode. I can't wait to see it. A lot of stuff is going to go down that I think is going to determine some of these goals. Can't wait to see the rest of this play out. We are on episode 11, guys. Cannot wait. A few more episodes probably until the final. Get excited. Don't forget to follow me, your host, Kitty Walski, on social media at @KittyWalski_ Instagram, Twitter. I, you know, talk about the challenge all the time. Feel free to hit me up. Let's chat. Like and subscribe this podcast, the Believe in the Challenge podcast. Listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast, guys, and share with your friends and family. Get them on the challenge train. We love this show. People are going to love it. I got my mom to love this show. So introduce it to everyone and then come back, listen to us, and then come back again and tweet at me your thoughts. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode breakdown of the challenge.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.